Conor Pope to deal with your gripes. Pricewatch at RTE.ie. Good afternoon, Conor.
Good afternoon, Ray. When you said there one person who definitely won't be at the inauguration of Donald Trump, I thought you were talking about me. And I was like, why would I be there? But I thought that was a very unusual segue into the slot. But no, it was Bruce Springsteen you were talking about.
And he definitely won't be there.
No, he won't. He sure won't.
So there it is. Blue Monday and the same day as the inauguration of Donald Trump for the second time.
What can you do? What can you do?
Pricewatch at RTE.ie. Okay, let's get to these. We've got two today. My wife, myself, Connor, had booked flights with Aer Lingus to travel from Dublin to Malaga on the 25th of October, 2024. As it was my 60th birthday on the 26th of October, we decided to treat ourselves by booking the business class seats on the outbound flight. In September, I received an email from Aer Lingus indicating that due to aircraft changes, they had reseated us and had also arranged for a refund of the seat fee. I still await my refund of €156 and any form of an apology as well. So just explain that to us. So they booked an upgrade, and then the flight didn't allow them an upgrade, so they were due the money back. Is that it?
Well, actually, what happened is, and I for one was quite surprised that there was still business class flights on Aer Lingus short haul, because I thought all business class was long haul now, or you know, Ireland to the US. But apparently, there is business class to Malaga. Every day is a school day. So what they'd done was, as a special treat, they had booked the business class option on the Dublin to Malaga route. Mm. But then they got an email saying the actual plane had changed. So obviously the seat configuration was different and there was no longer a business class cabin. Now, this should have been open and shut, Ray. This is not the kind of problem that we should be dealing with. Because if you pay for a service and the company, whoever the company might be, can't provide the service, you get your money back. End of story. So there's no like quibbling or debating here. They bought the business class seats. The business class seats were unavailable. They should have been given their money, and they should have been given the money before they got back from their holidays, really. This is not something that should have been difficult, but it was difficult, and it took them weeks and weeks and weeks, and they got nothing back from the airline at all. So they contacted us. I contacted Aer Lingus late last week, and Aer Lingus sent us a statement this morning. And this is the gist of the statement. Aer Lingus regrets that we are unable to provide this customer with the seats they'd originally booked in our business class cabin. We understand this must have been disappointing for them, and we sincerely apologise for the inconvenience caused. Our customer care team will process the outstanding refund as a matter of priority, and we will also extend a gesture of goodwill in recognition of the inconvenience. But here is what my perspective on this, and I don't know if you agree with me. It's not so much the money, are indeed the inconvenience, because they were treating themselves to the business class cabin, you know, and it's a short enough flight. It's 2 hours. So it's not like it would have made a huge difference one way or the other. It's just the fact that they were stonewalled and they were completely blanked for months. That's the problem here.
And so why did they explain that? Aer Lingus.
That's the thing. The statement doesn't address that. Mm. And generally speaking, when I contact Aer Lingus, they're very quick to solve the problems. Right? Mm. But they're not so quick to explain why the problems arose in the first place. Because this is such a simple thing to fix. So they've apologised for the disappointment of not having the business class seat. I know, having spoken to our listener, he doesn't give a rashers about that. It was kind of a little treat for themselves. Oh, let's spend the extra £70 and we'll get business class. Now, I don't know what business class gives you on a short-haul flight from Dublin to Malaga, but I suspect it gives you the free, you know, the breakfast that they serve on Ryanair. I suspect you get the breakfast for free.
It's Aer Lingus, not Ryanair.
So I suspect you get the breakfast, and I suspect you get a cup of coffee, and you might get, you know, a newspaper. But like it's not like you have the fancy chairs that you can lie down in that you get on a transatlantic first class or business class route. So it was just the fact that they were ignored that I think really troubled
and Connor,
our listener.
The thing that bothers me the odd week when I'm talking to you is all the people who didn't email you to represent them. You know, all those people, they've been stonewalled.
They might have been.
Yes.
Or this could be an outlier.
Okay.
So this might have been the one person who'd booked the business class seat who didn't get redress. Or it could be all of them didn't get redress. But something needs to be done to fix this problem with Aer Lingus so that people don't have to come to us to resolve problems that are so simple to resolve that it can be done in like 20 minutes.
Yeah. Okay.
This is not a complicated issue. But as I say, my take home is that there's business class on the Dublin-Malaga route. And if ever I win the lotto, because I tell you what, Ray, if I won the lotto, I think the one thing that would change in my life, I've only ever flown business class a couple of times,
right,
and never at my own expense. And I just love it. But it's something that's beyond most.
You're easily pleased. Okay. So it's sorted and you're just question marks over Aer Lingus's handling of that. Now, dear Pricewatch, I'm hoping you can help me with finding a way to contact Facebook to delete my deceased sister's accounts. She died last year. Over her lifetime, she had set up a few Facebook accounts which her siblings would prefer if we could get deleted. My son and I have both tried using the Facebook Help Centre pages to request a deletion of a deceased person. This has resulted in zero contact from Facebook, apart from the standard reply. Well, condolences to this family, firstly. And now, Conor, what can we do for them?
Well, I have to say that in the first instance, and you're right, condolences to the family, because losing a loved one in any circumstances is terrible. I have also contacted Facebook on their behalf, and I have also, to date, had zero response. But we're not giving up on this because we're going to come back to it next week. But I thought it was worth highlighting because I think it's a really big issue, and knowing what to do should a loved one pass away, knowing how to handle their social media accounts can be quite tricky. And there's different rules and there's different ways of dealing with it on different platforms. So for instance, Facebook will allow you to keep the accounts open indefinitely, and they will allow you switch it to an in memoriam type account. So it's not just going to be, you know, deleted entirely, because some people don't want to delete the accounts of their loved ones because they like to keep them there as a kind of a memorial, if you like, of the person. And then some people, like our listener, wants to just delete them because they might, you know, for whatever reasons, I wouldn't want to second guess it. Then, for instance, on the platform formerly known as Twitter, on X, accounts are automatically deleted if there's a long period of inactivity.
Right.
And then on the likes of WhatsApp, you need to be able to access a person's phone. And then when you access the person's phone, you can delete the account. But if you can't access the person's phone, you can't delete their account. Yeah. But obviously, when it comes to WhatsApp, if you delete the account, you delete all their pictures and their memos and voice memos and all the rest. And we've talked about that on the show before. So when it comes to Facebook, the processes are there. That's the thing. So you need to contact them. You gather the deceased person's full name on Facebook, their profile URL, and a copy of their death cert, and you send it to the company via the company platform. And you can then choose to have the account memorialized or delete it. And that's all it should be. It's not a complicated process, but it has appeared to be a very complicated process for this family. And I think it's desperately unfair because it's adding a level of heartache and admin, for want of a better word, that you shouldn't be there.
No.
So we have contacted Facebook, and I know they've received the correspondence. So I know it hasn't just ended up in a dustbin somewhere, or it's still in a pending queue or a draft queue or whatever. So they have seen it, but we do need them to come back to us this week.
Yes.
To ensure that this family's wishes are honoured.
And it's surprising that there isn't a system in place that you scan a death certificate and you upload it.
See, that's the thing, Ray. There is a system.
Oh, there
in
is.
Place.
Sorry.
And there is you upload their the Facebook account. You upload the death certificate, and that should be it. Then
the process should begin.
So it hasn't happened. So something somewhere has fallen by the wayside, because I'm sure Facebook don't want us to be talking about this on the show. And I'm sure that it's fallen between the cracks and they need to address it. But they don't need to address it for us.
Yes.
They need to address it for this family, because it's not something that you need to be dealing with when you're processing and grieving the loss of a loved one. The loss of a loved one.
Okay.
So I do plan to come back to it next week. And hopefully when we're talking about it next week, we'll be able to say the family's wishes have now been honoured, and they can now at least leave that element of the grieving process behind.
Thanks, Conor. Pricewatch@rte.ie if you want Conor to grapple with any of your consumer issues. And we'll talk to Conor again next Monday.